All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Very pleased to be joined on the line right now by Robert Allen, longtime sports figure, media figure in Oklahoma. He's the sideline reporter for the radio network, covers Oklahoma State football, does many things in the Oklahoma media. Really appreciate him for joining us. Robert, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Doing good. Just kind of actually caught me at the computer working on a story on a transfer that's coming in this week at Oklahoma State that'll be enrolling. That was watching his twin brother, who's a backup tight end at Alabama, kind of did a story on him being there for his brother at the national championship game on Monday. So, always working.
So this off season, I'll get into this here in a little bit more with the transfer portal. This off season is already insane, and maybe will continue to be so. I want to get you – the big news for Penn State this offseason so far, Robert, is hiring Mike Yurcich. They force out Kirk Cherok after only one season as offensive coordinator, bring in Yurcich, a guy you're very familiar with. Now, Robert's the sideline reporter for Oklahoma State. You were there on the field when he was the offensive coordinator. Before we get you to describe what you saw, just what's your overall take of Mike Yurcich and what this hire is for Penn State?
Well, you're probably going to get a viewpoint here that Penn State fans would say that I'm coming at this with navy blue glasses. I'm a huge Mike Yurcich fan. In fact, I was talking with him Monday night at halftime of the national championship game. I hadn't had a chance to talk to him since I found out he got the job at Penn State. And, you know, my wife and I know he and his wife pretty well. We were in Columbus. It was, last summer before he – was it last summer or summer before last? Summer before last, we were up in Pittsburgh and then went over to Columbus and spent a couple of days with Mike and Julie over there. But huge fan of Mike Yurcich because, honestly, I think he's one of the smartest football coaches I've ever been around. Mike Gundy plucked him out of Shippensburg, and I think when he was hired at Oklahoma State, there were a lot of Oklahoma State fans shaking their head, going, what the heck is Gundy doing now? Hiring a coach from where? Shippensburg? I mean, what the heck? You know, and he came in, and, early on, there was a little bit of a learning curve, particularly because Oklahoma State didn't have a really good running back, and they didn't have a real good offensive line, so his offense is definitely balanced. He's spread. He runs a lot of RPOs. He's very inventive, but he's also very fundamental, too. I mean, he wants a sound ground game to accompany his offense. And so the first couple of seasons at Oklahoma State, I'm not sure how he did it. Part of it was with a quarterback named J.W. Walsh and using him in the run game. But he pretty much invented a run game for Oklahoma State out of smoke and mirrors to go along with his spread passing attack. And enough to say that after that first year, which was kind of a little bit bumpy, three of the next 4 years, Oklahoma State had double-digit wins, and they were pushing records in offense and points scored, passing yards, total yards. A lot of fun to watch Mike Yurcich's offenses.
Here's one thing I have a question for. I think a lot of Penn State fans would want to know, Robert. How much of this is Mike Yurcich versus Mike Gundy?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt when he came in here, he picked up some things from Mike Gundy because Mike Gundy's a brilliant offensive coach and was his own offensive coordinator as he was building the program up. In fact, had great success. But I don't think Oklahoma State's offense truly took off until Mike diversified. He brought in for one season Dana Holgorsen, who I think fans up there would be familiar with, former head coach at WVU and now the head coach at the University of Houston. And Holgorsen brought a lot of the Mike Leach wide open spread stuff in and combined it with some of Mike Gundy's, play action offense. But when Mike Yurcich came here, he brought a lot of his own stuff. And a lot of his own stuff was what he ran. In fact, I think, the problem for Mike, talking about Mike Yurcich, when he left Oklahoma State to go to Ohio State, and he got there, wasn't allowed to do as much as what he wanted to do. Ryan Day is the offensive coordinator. I know they named him passing coordinator, and he coached the quarterbacks and did a good job, obviously. I mean, he was part of the group that started Fields out, and you know, they certainly had a lot of success the 1 year that Mike was there. But that's why he left for Texas, because he could call the plays under Tom Herman. And I think even when he got to Texas this year, I don't think he had to run a lot of the offense that Tom Herman had put in, wasn't given the total freedom to run his stuff. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Franklin does. I think Coach Franklin will let him run the show. And here's the connection. James Franklin and Mike Gundy coached together on Ron Vanderlinden's staff at Maryland back in the day. Mm-hmm. So they know each other. I know that Mike feels, now I'm talking about Mike Gundy, feels very strong about James Franklin, likes him. They have continued to have a relationship. And when this thing happened, I know for a fact that James Franklin called Mike Gundy and spent a good amount of time talking to Gundy about, hey, is this guy the real deal? And Mike Gundy will tell you he's one of the sharpest assistant coaches he's ever had. So I think Penn State, if I'm a Penn State fan, I'm pretty damn happy, because I think you got a tremendous, inventive offensive coordinator that will do sound things that you have to do to win football games, but will also give you the inventiveness and the on the edge type stuff that can make a difference as well.
Are there some?
A lot of it'll depend on the talent Penn State's got at quarterback, because no offensive coordinator, Mike Yurcich is right up that alley. No one's going to do stuff that their talent, you know, can't pull off. But if he's got a quarterback that can run a little bit, has a good arm, a decent running back, a good offensive line, and some receivers that can get after it, Penn State's going to go up and down the field. I'll promise you that. And they're going to go fast. That was the biggest thing when Yurcich came in, was he had different variances of tempo, and his top one is called Turbo. And I remember the first time he unleashed Turbo, it was a non-conference game, and our play-by-play voice, Dave Hunziker, by the time that series was over, it was like probably a 6-7-play series for a touchdown. He was out of breath, because the plays were coming literally 6 seconds after the end of one play. They were snapping the next play. It was unbelievable.
I love offense. Robert Allen joins us. He's the sideline reporter for the Oklahoma State football team's radio network. I love offense, Robert. And when Joe Moorhead came here in 2016, and they had great success with Joe Moorhead at Penn State, we thought we were going to get this, you know, fast tempo because Joe Moorhead went no huddle. What it turned out to be was this no huddle, stand around and wait type of thing. Penn State never went tempo with this. They would stand around. They wouldn't huddle, but it would still take 15 seconds for Joe Moorhead to look over the defense, get the play in, and so there was never tempo. Compare that to what we're going to see with Mike Yurcich. Is this going to be a snap in 6 or 7 seconds?
It will be at times. It'll be times where it'll be every 15 seconds, 20 seconds, and then you're going to see some Joe Moorhead. Mike Yurcich, when it's the thing he needs to do, whether it's run play clock to help his defense, whether it's he's trying to figure out how the defense is playing him and playing his offense, there are times where the offense will be standing there waiting for Yurcich to look it over and make an adjustment, maybe make a play change. A lot of times he will have two plays called in the huddle with the quarterback, and the quarterback, if he really trusts the quarterback will make the final call at the line of scrimmage. That's something he loves to do, to give his quarterback, especially when he's deserving, to give him a little freedom when he's got a guy that really knows how to look over a defense and see what he's going up against. So Mike Yurcich will do it a lot of different ways. Like I said, we saw Turbo over the course of his time at OSU. We probably saw Turbo 20 times. And that's over the course of, 5, 6 seasons? You know, so he is a varying speed offensive coordinator. He'll go at the speed that he thinks is the best speed for his offense to compete and win against the defense. So his normal tempo is about like everybody else's. It's fast. It's get after the play, line up, get the play, and go. Turbo is, like I said, off the charts fast. That's when he feels like he's got a defense on their heels. They don't know what they're doing, and he can just blister them. And then there's times, like I said, he'll do like Joe Moorhead. We had a similar situation with Larry Fedora, who's the former head coach at North Carolina. He was Mike Gundy's first offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State. And Larry was very much like Joe Moorhead, wanted to be very methodical, try and get the right play call. So while they were no huddle, they were standing around a lot waiting for Fedora to come up with the final decision. But, yeah, you're going to see a little bit of everything. But you're also going to see, like I said, you'll see some RPOs and you'll go, where? I've never seen that before. Yurcich is one of those guys that when he's out to dinner with his wife, grab the napkin, and if he thinks of a play – right there at the dinner table, he'll start scribbling the X's and O's down.
Now, why do I get the feeling that you've seen this personally? You told me that you and your wife are close with he and his wife. Have you been out to dinner with Mike Yurcich when he's done this?
Yeah, I've seen him on the fly. I go, man, I just had this great idea.
Yeah.
And he'll grab his napkin and just start. And he's the guy when he was at Shippensburg on their coach's show. He became famous. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. I think it's still out there. He was using Star Wars figures and Lego figures on the show because they didn't have advanced, graphics in that television station that covered Shippensburg. He was using Star Wars figures and Lego figures to diagram plays. And he's a hoot, but he loves football. His wife was an athlete in college, track athlete. They got three kids, great family. I talked to them, like I said the other night. They are excited as they can be to get back to Pennsylvania. And I think, like I said, I think Penn State's up for a good time. There's a sports bar. I think it's All-Star Sports Bar outside of Pittsburgh that a former Penn State walk-on player runs. I've been there a couple of times when we've been back east. And I need to get in touch with him because he's going to have a blast. Nittany Lion fans need to get ready because this is going to be fun.
Robert, let me ask you this.
Which makes it fun.
I've only got about a minute and a half to go, so two really quick things. This is an ongoing deal here. You guys have the cowboy back there. Is Mike Yurcich going to put a fullback back in the backfield at Penn State every now and then? And is he going to go under center every now and then? Those are two things that have really been, believe it or not, things that people have asked a lot about here the last few years with the offenses.
You know, the cowboy back wasn't so much his. He will use a fullback type athlete occasionally. Probably not as much as they've done since he left. And then as far as under center, he will go under center, but boy, it'll be short yardage and goal line. When he doesn't.
Third and one, fourth and one?
Yeah.
Third and one, fourth and one, he may put the guy under center?
Yeah. When he's got a quarterback under center, it's probably 50-50 that it's a sneak.
Okay. And one last thing. Robert Allen, sideline report for Oklahoma State. Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph, if Ben retires, could be in position to be the guy for a year or two. Who knows? I got 1 minute. You tell me from what you saw and know about Mason Rudolph, if he could develop into a multi-year starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't think there's any doubt. Mason is a guy. The one thing Mason doesn't have is he's got good arm strength, but not great. I mean, it's NFL caliber, but it's, for instance, we had a guy here named Brandon Whedon that played up in Cleveland and played around different teams. Brandon had one of the strongest arms. I had scouts tell me he was a top 10 arm. But Mason's smart. He's a football junkie. He's always going to get in the film room and prepare himself. He's athletic enough to move around when he needs to. I'm a big Mason Rudolph fan as well. And I hope things go well for him there in Pittsburgh. The other thing is, and I know this from talking to Mason, he loves Pittsburgh. He loves being there. So part of having a successful quarterback is having somebody that really wants to be there, and he wants to make this work.
Awesome. Robert Allen, great, great stuff, great insight. Cannot thank you enough for sharing your expertise with us, buddy. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Y'all take care and enjoy that offense that's coming.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.